Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our show sponsors, The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant just north of Ashburn in County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, warm family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. It's more than just a dining spot, it is an experience. I actually went there yesterday for my dinner and I can't speak highly enough about it. The surf and turf that my wife had was to die for. It was absolutely gorgeous now, I have to say. Anyway, the Snail Box is just 20 minutes from the M50, just north of Ashburn, between Ashburn and Slane at Kilmoon Cross on the N2. So do pop along. They are open, unlike a lot of places, they are open 7 days a week. So pop in, say hi to Philip and Paddy and Mark and Stephen and all of the staff at the Snail Box and tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? A video surfaced over the weekend on the website of an organisation called the Natural Women's Council. And it was an interview with a lady called Mary Creedon, who the video tells us is an SPHE teacher, so that's social, personal and health education teacher. And she has resigned her position to become a whistleblower on what is planned in the new sex education program for junior cert students. So this particular teacher recently did a course. This is according to this video, by the way. Recently did a course at DCU where teachers were being told what the program involved, the sorts of questions, the sort of, you know, the whole curriculum and what it involved. So I'm going to play a couple of bits of audio from this video from this lady, Mary Creedon. Have a listen to clip number one.
I was just horrified by some of the resources that were being used, the teaching methods that were being used, and I feel that they were totally inappropriate. And if teachers deliver these teaching methods and resources in the manner that DCU were asking us to, there's going to be a lot of very upset children, anxious children, distressed children. And I would even say that many of these resources and teaching methods were in breach of the Children's First Act 2015. And I'm here today to call out Minister Norma Foley and ask her to shut down this programme because it is not fit for purpose. I'm so upset about it and I feel this is a good platform to get this information out to teachers, to principals and most importantly to parents to let them see exactly what is going to be going on in the SPHE classroom.
And just have a listen to this, where this lady, Mary Creedon, describes some of what is planned to be taught to children.
There was another activity where we actually had to rank words according to a scale as to whether they were sexual or intimate. They give us about 30, 40 words to rank into two columns. They were sexual or they were intimate, or they could be a bit of both. And they actually had words such as rimming. They had words such as fisting, mutual masturbation. And again, the SPHE specification is given the authority to teachers to mirror this exercise in the classroom because the definition for sexual activity in the SPHE curriculum is that it's the fondling, the kissing, and it's sexual intercourse in all its forms.
So just to back up a minute, so if I understand it correctly, the teacher would give 30 different words to the age 12 to 15 class, such as the rimming and the fisting and the anal sex, and the class, those children would have to rate them sexual or intimate, those 30 different words yeah. that you shared
Isn't
with us.
Isn't that just shocking? Isn't that just shocking? Like, not everybody knows what rimming is. Not everybody knows what fisting is. This is inclusive education, where we are now teaching about rimming and fisting, and no mention of the safeguarding implications as a result of that activity. And fisting is placing a fist up the anus of a person, or and that's anal fisting, or up the vagina of a person, that's called vaginal fisting.
Okay, so that is a lady called Mary Creedon, who, according to the video that was released over the weekend, which has been seen by nearly 200,000 people at this stage, she claims to have taken part in a recent course in DCU where SPHE teachers were being taught what the new curriculum will entail, and she has now resigned her position.
Sorry, code. Is the word not code we're using?
Code, yes.
Yeah, so this isn't... So people are thinking now... A lot of Karens, and I understand people, parents being concerned, but a lot of Karens got, I'm taking my kids out on Monday. In fact, we're going to play a message in a couple of moments from a mother who's taking her child out of school, I think next week, literally to homeschool the child. She's given up her career. Let's just calm down and take it all in, rather than, why is it always knee-jerk reactions? No child at this very moment in time, no, and we're talking secondary school, and we're talking junior cert cycle, mm-hmm. so we're talking
12 to 15 year olds.
Yep. There is no child at this very moment in time going into a class and being shown diagrams of fisting. At this moment.
Okay, well, one of the arguments here is that at that age, at that 12 to 15 age, kids, sadly, I suppose, in some ways, know everything now. They know everything because they've accessed to yeah. pornography from such a young age. They know exactly what fisting is. They know exactly what rimming is.
So much naivety with people. I don't have teenage kids, but I can tell you I'm not as naive as the rest of you are if you honestly think you're... By the way, and I'm not saying it's right that the teachers would be teaching this if they are going to be, but I'm saying, let me tell you this, if your kid has a phone, and all your kids do have phones, okay, so don't come at me but they don't, all your kids have phones. If they have phones, they have access to much worse than what that woman is talking about there. And as well, another thing to be aware of when talking about that that organisation that made that video, which are called, what are they called again?
The Natural Women's Council.
Not the National now, the Natural Women's Council. It's nothing to do with the National Women's Council. The Natural Women's Council, well, I'll let you Google them yourself. They're fundamental Christians, aren't they? That go into libraries and think that children are being perverted.
That's not to say that this teacher that did that interview with the Natural Women's Council is that way inclined.
No, I'm not saying she is.
The interviewer praised her bravery for speaking out about this.
So all I'm saying is, I'm not saying this right, but I'm saying is, if your child has a phone, which they do, every single kid has a phone now, they have looked at, you're all so naive that you think little 13-year-old son and daughter don't know this kind of stuff. You are so, so naive. You need to get
and
your
there
head
Sabrina out just said, I'm sorry, I disagree. My 12-year-old doesn't have a phone, wouldn't have a clue about this stuff but Sabrina...
You don't know.
Because your child doesn't have a phone doesn't mean that your child doesn't have access to their friend's phone.
So my son doesn't have a phone, and we're holding it off as long as we can go. He's 10 now, okay? Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a phone, but half of his friends have a phone. So do you honestly think, and you know when you see kids hanging around in groups together when they're looking on their phone that they could be looking at inappropriate stuff. Take the bloody phones off your kids, but you won't do that because that means you'll all have to be parents again.
Sheena, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sheena?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sheena.
I'm just listening here and I'm just baffled as I think this day and age, parents need to be responsible for their own kids. I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here to put my kids first and to take action and not wait for someone else to do everything for me.
And what do you mean by that?
So what I mean by that is, first of all, just for reassurance, I approached my primary school principal this morning and I explained what I had witnessed and viewed over the weekend, and I'm not going to lie, my blood is still boiling over what I viewed. And I was assured, obviously, they have that program in operation within all primary schools. And obviously...
But not at that level.
Let me finish. It's a mild version. It's the minimum. It's a basic program for fifth and sixth class mm-hmm. kind of students, just to kind of break them into what your body's about and things like that, which is fine. I was then told that this is a program that has been introduced from September 24th for the junior cert cycle. So, I mean, obviously, I don't think it has been introduced as yet, but, you know, it is going to be introduced throughout the year. And
that's why this teacher has seen fit to speak out now, to resign her position as an SPHE teacher, because she's horrified by what is planned to be taught. But the argument here is that, and I understand what you're saying, parents need to take more control here, but the argument as regards sex education is that, sadly, and it is quite sad, our children have access to really depraved stuff, and whether you think your child is looking at it or not, the fact is some of them are, and they're sharing this information. Is it not better to get on top of that and educate children on pornography everything else that they may be seeing online?
No, I think the school isn't the place for that. That's something that I, as a parent, have spoken to my older child, and I've explained things to him on a one-to-one basis, because I have. That's what a parent should do. I'm not relying on a teacher or a person in a classroom that I don't know, that I'm putting them in that position, first of all. And I think that's where that lady has stepped out and has explained. This is extremely uncomfortable for any teacher to have to explain those kind of, you know, to go into detail like that is not part of an education system. And I don't care what anyone says. You know, that's my opinion on it. I don't send my kids to school to learn about pornography, to learn about how people have intercourse.
But the reality of it is, Sheena, that they may not be learning about it in school. They're learning about it on the street with their friends.
I have spoken to my children, and when they come to an age, they will be spoken to in my household. And I don't know how anyone else does it, but that's the way I was raised. And I never went online looking at pornography, nor did my brothers. We're very close. And, you know, if you're over 18, fair enough, you do what you want. That's up to you. You're an adult at that stage. And I don't know how this day and age, we're going backwards. We're trying to raise paedophiles now, or porn addicts, or... You're okaying something when we're a society that is losing grip as it is. Why give in to this? And I can guarantee you, I'm not the only parent that's thinking this way. You wait and see.
No, and like I said, the fact that this video was viewed by over 200,000 people so far, it was only released over the weekend, does say that parents are concerned.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And okay, so to what level then do you think sex education should go? I'm going to play another clip of that teacher in a moment, but to what level do you think it should go?
Look, I'm all for sex education. Absolutely. Like, there's nothing wrong with sex education. But I mean, there's a time and a place for encouraging children to be informed about pornography, and to say it's okay because it's controlled. And, you know, I don't want my children thinking it's okay to watch pornography. If they're going to do it,
but
they won't be doing it at an extent.
But if they're going to do it,
like you just said, this has been ongoing over centuries or years or whatever. But, you know, it's not open. I don't want my child openly looking at pornography.
But with the greatest respect, you're very naive, Sheen, if you don't mind me saying, if you think that your kids aren't going to look at that stuff. It hurts me and it scares me to think that my kids will be, but I'm a realist enough to understand the world we are living in now, the social media world, the world where everything is online.
So it's okay for your child at 12 to sit down at the dinner table in front of a five-year-old and pull porn up on their phone and say, oh no, it's okay. No. I'm allowed what the teacher said, it's okay.
No, that's not...
educational.
I'm not naive. I'm a realist.
You're not.
Well, when did I okay it?
You are a sheep and you are a sheep.
Well, now, in
and
fairness,
you're doing what you're told to do because.
Well, no, Sheena, you're okay now. But you're a bunch of children to watch pornography.
So that's a.
Well, you're a sheep. You watched the video and believed every word out of a person who you never met. You believed every word. You believed.
Well, why was that? What did that woman benefit? Well, how was she benefiting?
The group that did that interview are the same group of people, are they not, Adrian, that go to libraries and say that these books are.
They'd be a fairly right wing organisation.
Yeah, they'd be fairly conservative.
It doesn't
Christian.
Matter. I am informing myself. I am waiting for the secondary school to ring me back. And the realistic thing is, they still haven't rung me back to answer my question.
So, what are your questions? What do you want to know?
I want to know the extent of what actually is going to be brought.
Well, no, that's
into
fair
the
enough. You were right. You were right as a parent
yes,
to know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely,
100%.
Now, look, like I said, I'm all for sex education, but I won't have my children participating in being told and educated in a way that it's okay to take your phone out and look up how someone has sex, what other things are, which are just inappropriate in this day and age. And I'm trying to.
But children are inappropriate. Children are inappropriate by their very nature, and it starts at a very young age now. And again, you're naive if you don't think that children are talking about stuff like that. As much as it pains me and worries me, children are talking about sex and probably talking about depraved acts and stuff like that, because anybody with a mobile phone can access their. Like, Jesus, when I was in school, the only porn I got was if a magazine was handed down that someone just came back from France and had the dirty magazine, and all you could see is a woman with her legs open. That was all. Nowadays, you can literally Google with the touch of a button. I don't know if you're aware of this, but with the touch of a button.
Well, I think it's all down to parenting at the end of the day.
Yeah, but parents don't care. Parents don't care because mobile phones do the job of parents now. Parents don't care.
But then you're not a parent.
But unfortunately, Sheena, unfortunately, and great, you sound like a brilliant parent, and you're a parent that has this under control. There are so many parents who don't bother.
But this is what I'm saying. This has to wake up the country. Wake up to us. Because you can't allow that rubbish to be brought into our schools and say it forms part of our education when it doesn't.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, Sheena. I want to bring in another bit of audio of this teacher, Mary Creedon, from that video that was released by the Natural Women's Council over the weekend.
One of the lecturers showed us a video on masturbation. It was an animated female cartoon figure demonstrating masturbation. In another instance, we saw a sex map where we had heterosexual and homosexual couples engaging in anal sex, vaginal sex, oral sex, and carrying out other sexual activities with partners or on their own. We were shown research papers in the Padlet, one in particular by Kate Dawson, the research paper related to it's okay to watch porn. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to encourage children to become critical thinkers in relation to porn. So we were actually given one exercise whereby we got something like, say, 30 statements, very sexual statements. Statements like, an orgasm can take place under 10 minutes. It's okay to have sex with many partners. Very explicit statements. And we were asked to actually group these statements according to real life or porn life, both or neither. So we had to categorise them into three columns. And look, to me, I just said, if teachers were to mirror this in their classroom, you're asking children, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, to actually form, first of all, to understand what an orgasm is, and then to form an opinion on it, and to discuss it with people in their group, and to categorise it then into different columns. And to me, that would cause a lot of harm, upset. It's totally not age appropriate.
All right, and that is that teacher, Mary Creedon, speaking in an interview that was published by the Natural Women's Council over the weekend about the planned social, personal and health education curriculum. Now, Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
No, look, it's very simple. We've been saying for long enough this is coming into the schools. It's demonic stuff to my mind. You have to ask yourself very simple questions. Why are you going to ask children to start signing secret petitions in schools to keep things within the classroom? Don't talk about these things outside the classroom. Taking their phones off them and then all this stuff coming in. It's very sinister, do you not think? Now, I'm all for educating children on the do's and don'ts of sex, but you don't need to think about fisting or bleeding, rimming and all the rest of it. That's got nothing to do with anything. And it is a crime to show children pornographic material. It's a crime to do that.
Okay.
The school shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Okay, let's go back to the start here. You're all in favour of sex education, but you have a line that you draw.
Of course, there's a line, Adrian. There's always been a line. There's one thing, educating children, okay, condoms and contraception for sex and all that, but they shouldn't be having sex anyway underage. But when you start going into fisting and rimming and younger and younger and younger groups that this is going to be filtering down to, it's criminal to show children pornographic material. It's criminal to expose children to this kind of behaviour. And to my mind, they shouldn't be allowed in the school. It's a criminal activity. How are they allowed to get away with it? And then look at who's pushing this stuff. They don't have any kids, none of these people.
What do you mean they don't have any kids?
They're pushing this agenda. Norma Foley and Roderick O'Gorman, I don't care about their sexuality. I care about the fact these don't have children, these people. And
what's
they're pushing all on our children.
Yeah, that's
they're pushing all on our children. But to me, it does. In my opinion, it has a lot to do with it.
That's like Kamala Harris being slagged as a childless cat lady. I mean, that's what difference does that make?
Couldn't give a fuck about Kamala Harris, Aiden.
I'm just saying that what difference does it make whether somebody has children or not?
I think, Adrian, if someone has children, they think twice about forcing this stuff through the curriculum so easily. They give it a second thought, at least. These are just pushing all this debauchery through with not a thought given, because it's nothing to do with them. It's coming from over their heads.
So
and our children are going to be the ones suffer for it.
So are you going to take your child out? I can't remember what age your child is.
No, Jeremy. I'm going to educate my child on all this myself, to push back, for herself.
I have to be honest
with
you.
To be an independent thinker.
I have to be honest with you, Jonathan. If it was a case between me teaching my young fella about those sexual acts or a teacher, I'd rather the teacher didn't, to be honest. I don't want to be teaching.
No, because you don't know, Jeremy, what mindset the teacher in that class has. Now, you can say it's all laid out in black and white for these people to teach off them pages, but you have individual teachers that will take all these things individually to their mind and teach it that way. It will never be consistent across the board. It's opening a portal.
But Jonathan, all the nut jobs have been going online for the last couple of days saying it's grooming. No, it's not grooming.
Let me ask you a simple question.
Absolutely.
Simple question.
Absolutely.
Is it against the law to show children pornographic material? Yes or no?
100%. 100%. However,
so if this stuff has been shown in schools, is it a crime? Yes or no?
Okay, but I don't know. I doubt they're dragging out a DVD copy of Buttholes.
You've been doubting all this for years. We've been saying for years it's coming. It's in the curriculum.
Well, no, what I said
it's written down in black and white.
No, Jonathan. What I said was people were claiming up until a year ago, that the teacher on a Friday was dragging the VCR machine into the school and showing buttholes, anal buttholes action, volume 5.
Yeah,
and I
some
said
people
that,
were getting carried,
and that was
okay,
not
some
happening.
People were getting carried away.
Yes,
some people were getting carried away.
Yeah,
but you could tell, Jeremy, when it came out of America during the lockdown, when the teachers, when the kids were sitting in front of the computers and the parents were home listening to what was happening. That's when I copped on to all this about 5 years ago, and they were talking about what did they just say to my child? That's when all this started coming out. When parents could hear what the teachers in the schools are saying to their children across the computer screen, because they couldn't hear it in the classroom. And then it all kicked off.
Okay, Louise has just been on. Louise, you're invited onto the show as well as everybody else. No one has shown porn in schools. Will you get a grip? Again, Louise.
Nobody said.
Oh, no, Louise is claiming that. So, Louise, you show me evidence where on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, because, I mean, my son has video classes on a Friday at 2 o'clock, and you know what they showed last week on Friday? Monsters, Inc.
Now, wait until next year, Jeremy.
As far as I know.
Wait until next year.
As far as I know, Monsters, Inc. doesn't have a scene where somebody takes it up the arse.
Wait until next year, because every year it gets eroded a bit more and more. And like you said yourself, Jeremy, you're too busy to be raising your children all the time. You want the schools teaching your children most of the time. You
Jonathan,
said that words out of your mouth.
Jonathan, let me ask you then, what do you want to see happening here? Do you want to see parents taking their children out of SPHE classes? Do you want to see the Department of Education roll back on this?
This is what I want to be able to send my child to school and believe that she'll be taken care of to the best of the school's ability with teaching or just the stuff she needs to be learned. As I said to you before, I will teach her all that stuff myself at home. I have no problem talking to my child about these things. My child has a phone.
Okay,
she has WhatsApp on a phone.
As I said,
that's the only thing she has
on
the phone.
Jonathan, to Sheena just a minute ago, you might be that good parent, but there are so many parents that are allowing their children to be educated by their bloody mobile phones.
Which is porn.
But again, hold on, and you two will understand, right? That the social media companies and this government can do things to stop that. But they don't push it, they don't care about it,
They can put age restrictions
on your phone. If you go onto a porn site,
Stop giving your kids phones. You have to give the phones.
It's the world we live in.
No, it's not.
You do, yes you do. But you have to be aware of what they're using on the phone.
The point that I was making to you is that you might be that responsible parent that has restrictions on your child's phone and all of that, but unfortunately there are so many parents that don't give a shit, that literally allow their kids to be educated and by their phones, and those kids are coming into contact with your kids and you, the responsible parent. That's the point.
And when it all boils down, Adrian, like you raised your kids to adulthood, you raised them. All you want my child to know is you're looking at porn on the phone, that there's something wrong with that. Shouldn't be normalised. All you want her to think in the back of her mind is she gets caught looking at it, there's something wrong with that. Okay. But the school is going to normalise it.
I agree with you. And I mean, you only have to look, Jonathan, you only have to look at the amount of young girls in Ireland now that have OnlyFans accounts.
It's sickening, Jeremy.
It is sickening. I agree with you. It's disgusting when I see young women who are literally throwing their life away and throwing everything away for a couple of quid off some sleazy pervert looking at them.
Because they've sexualized everything.
Yeah, but that's before.
And as we said before, men are fucking animals at a certain point. We are. They're the ones men.
Agreed with all that. Do me a favour, Jonathan. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Sylvia with her opinion on this.
Hi, guys. I can't really come on. I always listen to your podcast and I really love it. In terms of today's topic, I always thought that children should be protected by us adults, whether we are talking about parents or teacher or any other adult. And the sex education and the way it is being introduced to children by those resources provided by DCU is just not appropriate to the children's age. I don't feel this is the way kids should be introduced to sex subjects. There is just no room for feelings, for proper relationships, but physical activity only. And those slides that this former teacher mentioned, they are just so disgusting.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
There's a lot of reaction coming in to this conversation. We're talking about that video that was released over the weekend by the Natural Women's Council. And it's an interview with a teacher called Mary Creedon, who is an SPHE teacher who's taught it for many, many years. But after going on a training course recently for teaching the new curriculum, she decided enough is enough. And she did an interview to explain in graphic detail some of the items that she claims will be covered in the new program. Now, a lot of people very annoyed about this, including Jeremy, our own Katie.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, it's Katie. Don't mind my voice. It's either breaking finally at last or I'm going to die. But basically, Jeremy, you're sitting there making out that it's okay the teachers do this. Aren't you the same person who said a couple of months ago on the podcast that your teenage daughters won't be going out wearing short skirts and low crop tops and you're going to make sure you see what they're buying and wearing? But you're okay with this? Bit hypocritical, no? Kind of doesn't make sense because sexualizing kids, no? I'm not with you at all today. It's completely hypocritical. You're going to watch what they wear because you don't want to sexualize them, but you've no problem with teachers putting these things into your kids' heads. Like, what the fuck am I listening to right now?
Well, obviously a different podcast. Thank you for listening on your day off. I never said that. Did I? Why is
about your daughter in short skirts and all that?
No,
yes,
about
you
the
did,
other
yeah.
part, that I think it's okay for kids to learn about that. And why are you not having to go to Adrian? He said the exact same thing. Are you afraid to have
no,
to
but
go
you
to
were
Adrian?
The one that said about your daughters won't be wearing short skirts when they're teenagers.
Well, I probably won't be able to control it, but I never...
No, you did say that. No, you did say I'll go shopping with them, I'll make sure.
Sorry, I'm talking about the other part of what you said. I don't care about short skirts, okay? That's not the issue today. Teachers aren't teaching kids how to wear short skirts. The point is, she's saying that I agree with teachers teaching this. Again, rewind back the podcast. Did I say that once?
No. No, but what
you're literally giving out, Katie, about the listeners that you normally give out about that hear things differently. Never said that again. If someone can send me a transcript of today's podcast where I said, I want teachers to teach kids about fisting, I'll be happy to read it. Thank you very much.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Rob. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, first of all, I find it very funny about all these people losing their rag over it because they don't understand it. And they honestly believe that they're wheeling in, you know, they're putting on Debbie Does Dallas on, you know, on the big screen in the classroom. You know, but this, that, they, obviously, they're teaching, you know, about porn and whatever. You know, it gives people a more objective view on it. You know, it stops and it doesn't glorify it. You know, it's been proven time and time again with, you know, going back years. You make something taboo, kids especially want to watch it more, want to get involved with it more.
Agreed, absolutely. I was just saying to Jeremy during the break there a minute ago, when I was 14 or 15, we were already looking at porn on VHS videos.
Yeah, different kind of porn to the porn that's around.
Doesn't matter. It was still, the point is, without the technology that we have today, at 15, we were watching porn in my friend's house, yeah?
Yeah.
So multiply that by 100 as to how easy it is to access porn today, and that puts into context how...
Literally, no matter what your fetish is, you can find porn that relates to it within me. It's terrifying, it really, which is why we're trying to hold off as long as we can. We're giving our young fella, and every day our young fella said, my friend Philip has a phone and Johnny has a phone and all, and I don't care.
How old are these young lads who got the phones? Mind me asking. Give or take.
10, 11. Yeah.
10, 11. Yeah. I bet you they have social media accounts.
Oh, they probably do, yeah. Yeah, it's bad parenting.
How old do you have to be to create a social media account?
Oh, they're all breaking the law. The parents don't give two fiddlers. They literally don't.
And that's my point.
Okay, but let me ask you, Robbie. Do you think people...
This is why you need to be brought in. Do you
think people are getting upset for no reason here? You obviously believe that we need to have education surrounding the likes of pornography in order to...
I'm not saying
teach people pornography, but
no, but
to
I'm not saying about like fishing and things like that. You know, and I, you know, but this is, don't forget, this is just this fundamental Christian has claimed this. Like, I'd be one, like, I've said time and time again on, you know, to you guys over the years that I want to see religious removal from school before any sex education. You know, I find that to be a lot more damaging than any sex education you could bring in.
It is a conversation for another day. You think that we need to essentially keep up with where teenagers are at and be educating them around the stuff that they're already exposed to.
Yeah. As we just pointed out, these kids have phones. I don't agree with them having phones, but, you know, as one of the callers said, it is the world we live in. People are saying that I shouldn't have an opinion because I don't have kids. So I think that's bullshit.
Of course you should.
But, you know, nobody can deny that, you know, this material is online. It's very easily accessed. Far too easy accessed, because an awful lot of parents don't, you know, they're letting devices raise their kids nowadays.
And that is the problem. That is the number
Jeremy,
one problem.
Like, how many parents do you know that whose kids have phones, that the parents take the phones off them every day, check their text message, text what they posted on social media, if anything.
Once they're not annoying mammy and daddy. I'm going to give you all some statistics. Now, these aren't made up statistics, and they were carried out by NUI Galway. Okay, so legitimate university in Galway, and these were published 3 years ago, actually, so it's probably even worse now. Now, have a listen to this. More than 53% of Irish kids, okay, 53, over half, have first watched porn. Okay, so the first time they ever watched porn was under the age of 13. Now, I'm not saying this to shock you. I'm not saying this to push any agenda. My only agenda here is not sexualizing kids, because it hurts me and it disgusts me when I hear about kids being sexualized. But more than 53% more than 53% of boys first watched porn under the age of 13. Now, that wasn't by Mrs. O'Reilly in geography class. She didn't roll out Anal Buttholes Volume 3. That was on devices such as phones. So if your child is...
And by the way, as you said, this was 3 years ago.
Oh, it's worse now. Yeah.
And this is talking about kids under 13. So if you bring that to 14, probably 70-odd percent have watched it under the age of 14.
And sorry, for girls, it's less. It's 23%. So obviously girls aren't as likely to access porn. But over half, if you have a child that is 15 years of age now, yeah, there's a 1 in 2 chance that they watch porn before they were 13. Now...
And when they're 15, there's probably 100% chance that they've watched porn.
Yeah. So you really, you all have your head in the clouds. You really do. The best thing that can come out of today's show is you walk into your kid's bedroom this evening, get a phone, get their phone, get a hammer and smash the bloody thing and keep them off it altogether. Or let them on it and then...
By the way, keeping them off it altogether doesn't stop their friend down the road having the phone.
No, I don't know how you stop it. I really don't know.
Jacinta, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jacinta?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks Jacinta. What did you want to say on this?
I ran in the local election, so people had messaged me, said that it was on the show today. So that's why I came on. I stand up to this in real time, in real life, with schools and stuff. So the show doesn't bother me in a way. I'm obviously going to comment when people are commenting because I have no issue with commenting.
Okay, tell me your view then, Jacinta, on this video that was released by the Natural Women's Council over the weekend with a lady called Mary Creedon speaking out against the SPHE curriculum. What's your view on this?
I know these women. I've been following their stuff for years. I'm with them on all this stuff. It's not up to the schools to teach this stuff to our kids. Absolutely no way. I don't care how many kids have phones or how much of it is going on, or it's going on so much younger now than it had been when I was younger. It doesn't matter. It's up to the parents to teach their kids this stuff when they want to teach their kids this stuff. Not up to the schools.
Okay. Do Absolutely. You believe that there is any role for any type of sex education in schools?
Yeah, like I had commented, like basic sex education, like they're doing human biology, they do the body parts. I hear my daughter talking about it. If they want to, like, they're explaining your basic sex, you know, for reproduction. That's where it stops for me. You can't just teach all the extras, what people are coming up with these days, what adults are coming up with. This is adults' ideas that they're trying to teach the kids. That's not in schools. That's not up to the schools.
Okay, so where do you draw the line then in what is appropriate to be taught in our schools? Where is that line for you? Is it a biology class and a diagram showing your sexual organs? Is that it?
Absolutely. I'm good with the human biology, like body parts. They have to do all that. Basic sex education. They're just describing sex for like basic sexual intercourse for reproduction. That's where it stops for me.
But the kids already know much more than all that.
Some kids may know that. My daughter's 14. She doesn't have a phone, you know?
She's one of the few. I'm sure you know. She's one of the few.
Absolutely. But like I said, just because other kids' parents aren't stepping up, they aren't blocking certain things, it doesn't mean all the schools get to teach all this extra stuff. I've read some of the books that the libraries have been holding as references for teachers to teach to the kids, right? They're not even teaching it wrong. They're basically, it's a joke the way some of the books are written. You know what I mean? They're just going, oh, this is this, like, fire ahead and try it if you want. Like,
okay, so you want, in our schools, sex education to be restricted strictly to the biological aspects, diagrams of the genitals on men and the genitals on women. Jesus. And that's it. It doesn't go any further than that.
The 1960s, right?
No, like I said, it's not the 60s.
Jacinta, no. This is annoying me now. It's not the 1960s anymore. And when...
Hang on a second.
You hang on a second. When sex education was limited to this is a vagina and this is a penis, blah, 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 the egg meets the sperm and all that. When that was the basis of sex education in school, we had such a huge influx or uptake in teenage pregnancy when there was no education. Look at the amount of teenage pregnancies there are nowadays compared to the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s. Children, you cannot stop the tide of technology.
Sorry, Jacinta, much knowledge as things like that are disgusting to even think that kids would be taught any of that. The fact of the matter is that little Johnny saw it on his phone and he tells all his mates and his mates tell all his mates. So they do know about this stuff, whether you like it or not.
So literally you can...
If I know, but I still go back to the last point, and that's all I'm going to say. These are adult ideas, and they're not for kids' heads. They're adult ideas.
Okay, but the only way, I agree with you, but the only
porn
way
is made by adults.
Okay, but the only way to stop this happening is to make your kids reclusive, to keep them in. Do you not work on it?
Absolutely, I do this.
Okay, so
I'm the parent that does.
Okay, homeschool them like Mrs. or Mrs. Burke did. Teach them everything about teach them that everything in the Bible is great and the Bible is brilliant and all that. And don't let them interact with anybody outside their family.
No, I don't need to go to those lengths. I go to the lengths that I need to, that I think are good enough for my child. She doesn't go into SPHE. We have conversations all the time. I explain everything to my child. I'm connected to my child all the way through her life, you know. So this is the way I'm doing it.
Okay, so
I don't have to.
So
you don't have to say I need to go like Enoch Burke and be all highly religious. They don't need to.
Okay, but unfortunately. And this is the problem, Jacinta, and maybe your daughter is one in a million and hasn't had access to any of this stuff. The fact of the matter is that children of 12, 13, 14, 15 are being educated by their mobile phones in terms of sex. It may not be your child, but your child may not even have a phone, but their friend down the road does, and they share this information.
Can I read out a message for you from Liz, who just messaged him? She says, I watched that video yesterday of the teacher, and I can honestly say that kids these days know more about sex and porn than I do, and I'm 56 and I'm still learning. It's not porn or grooming, it's educating them the right way. If you don't want your child to take part, then don't let them. But I can guarantee you, most of them could give the talk themselves. Now, I would say, as frightening as that is, Liz is on the money there. She is on the money because she does not have her head in the sand as to the stuff that kids... What do you think, by the way, just as a matter of interest, Jacinta, what do you think when your average 14-year-old boys get together in school, outside or in the yard, or they're playing together afterwards, or they're chatting along, what do you think your average 14 or 15 year old boy and maybe girl is talking about? What do you think they're talking about?
No, they could be talking about anything. I was that age at one time.
Yeah, but what do you think? What do you think they're probably talking about?
I couldn't tell you. They'd be talking about loads of different things.
I know, but do you think sex will be one of them? Do you think sex will be one of them? One of the things?
I know they're talking about so much more things than probably we would have back in my day.
Well, I'm saying hormones are raging at that. All you have to do is, for a really classic example of this is that program that was on years ago.
So let's say you think back to your time when you were that age. What were kids talking about in your time? Do you think it's different now?
When I was a teenage boy and Adrian was a teenage boy, our hormones were raging, but the only outlet we had and the only information we had was...
weren't talking about things that they're talking about now.
I'm saying porn.
So why do you think kids are talking about that stuff
now? Because of social media. All you have to do, Jacinta, watch an episode. Okay, watch an episode of that show that was great 15 years ago, The Inbetweeners, to get an insight into what teenage boys are like. And all they're talking about is about fingering girls and pussy. Everything was pussy, pussy, and fingering and blowjobs. That's the way teenagers go on, and I'm sure it's the same for girls. And again, anybody who thinks that little
that, they're not,
that they're, your head's in the sand. I'm sorry.
Doing that in private, right? Let's say some kids think that way, they're masturbating and they're doing whatever. They can do that privately, that's their choice. But bringing it into schools and exposing other kids that might not be on the same level of exposure. They might have a smaller family, they might have like a big extended family. It's not fair. You can't do that to every kid. You can't expose them.
Okay,
not with adult ideas.
And you're right, these are adult ideas, but they are adult ideas that a huge percentage of children are exposed to without any control at all. And that is the worry.
We can do two things here. We can either ignore it, yeah, and hope that it goes away. But unfortunately, there's no point in, what's the expression, closing the shed door?
No, the genie's out of the bottle.
That genie is out of the bottle. You cannot get the genie back into the bottle now. This is the world we live in, as disgusting as it is. So you have to deal with it whatever way you can.
Let me bring in more opinions on this. This is Keith.
Why would anybody in their right mind put that into children unless they're trying to get out consent in what they do, you know, so they can't be charged after it? And now, ironic enough, ever since the Epstein fucking Island scandal, you know, throughout the world, we have the elites now trying to, you know, make it normal, even for pedophiles. They want you to call them, like, minor attractive people. This world is going fucking crazy, and anybody who's fucking backing this up and wants to go ahead with this is part of the fucking problem. We didn't have any of this shit back in the 80s and 90s and we got on just fucking fine. We don't need this in the fucking schools now.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I know you wanted to refer back to Keith's message there.
Before the break, so much. You're saying everything was fine back in the day. No, Keith, it actually wasn't. A huge percentage of children were sexually abused by family members, by clergy, by teachers, by scouting chiefs. And the reason it was allowed to happen is because children were not taught about personal space. My young fella, one of the first things he learned in school was about your personal space, and he knows that no one is allowed to touch his private parts and stuff. Was that taught to you in school?
No, it wasn't.
Same as myself.
No.
So if you think we should go back to the glory days of the 1970s when unplanned pregnancies were through the roof, when girls were getting pregnant at 15, 16 years of age, when kids were letting adults touch them because they didn't know that it was wrong, you go back there, Keith. But we're in a much better place now as regards children are much more aware of their sexuality. They're aware of what's allowed to be done and what's not allowed to be done.
Yvonne, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. What do you want to say on this?
Oh, God, what is the world coming to? What nobody is thinking of is when they show these videos and they talk about this in school, it's going to put pressure on the teenagers and on the kids.
But is that pressure not already there?
It's bringing light to the pressure. Do you know, with all the fisting, there's this, there's that, the other. John sitting beside Mark, oh, geez, I had that done the last week. So he's going to feel pressure to go out. Do you know, when your teenagers and your friend has done it, there's pressure for you to go out and do it. And I think it's going to bring an awful lot of pressure on to teenagers. And
Because a conversation is had in a classroom explaining what, for example, fisting is, that's going to make people want to go out and do it.
When you think of it, if that's said in the classroom, there's going to be at least one child in there trying to act the hard man.
Okay, I could argue with you that having a conversation in a classroom is one thing. Seeing actual fisting on a porn video is a completely different. You're actually seeing it in action, which is worse.
I don't really get what you're saying there.
That all it takes is for one young fellow to watch a video of fisting, for example, yeah? And he will talk to his mates and they'll share the video and they'll show it to each other. Is it not better that they actually learn about it in a classroom?
They're going to be trying to be the hard man. You remember school, I'm sure. There's always that young group of young fellas and young ones that wanted to be better than everyone else. They had to be the hard man. Everything got done. Oh, this person had sex last weekend. Now their friends are having. You don't want to be the only one. They might have even had it done. They're going to, you know, just turn around and be like, oh, I had it done.
But again, Yvonne, in the teenage world that none of us live in, okay, none of us live in this teenage world. We don't know what it's like now. If you look, I was just looking at what year this was. I don't know how many of you remember that video that was doing the rounds, Two Girls, One Cup. Do you remember that video?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Horrific. Do you know what year that actually was? By the way, what year would you both say that was? So for those of you who don't know what Two Girls, One Cup was, don't Google it, by the way. It was a video of girls basically, I can't even say it, I'm embarrassed to say it, finishing
and using a cup.
Yeah, eating shit off each other, and it was just the vilest thing ever. That was 2007.
Wow.
2007. And I remember at the time, because I had nieces and nephews that were in first year in school, so like literally just into secondary school, and not as many kids had phones then, but that video,
but they all knew about it.
They all knew and saw that video. Like, how do you stop shit like, pardon the pun, how do you stop shit like that happening? Like, that is terrifying. And that was
when you don't put it in a cup for starters.
No, you just, oh God, that video, I did just
that, stop,
I
move on.
I never get that out of my head.
No, I know.
I never get that out of my head.
Yvonne, the point being that this sort of stuff has been doing the rounds for years. The genie is out of the bottle and we need to take some control in educating our young people about this.
Look, I'm going to be honest. My daughter, when she was in junior infants, we got the letter home, and to be completely honest, I said to my partner, I don't know how I feel about this. She's still very, very, very young. until my friend, I was talking to my friend about it, who happens to be a primary school teacher, and she was saying, no, Yvonne, they need to know a certain amount, because if anything was to ever happen to them and they go up in court, the judge isn't going to listen to, oh, he touched my lala or whatever you call it. So they need, there is the basics they do need to know. But I think kind of showing them this, like the lady said before, there is kids that wouldn't know about it. And it's just kind of intriguing them. And they're, I just think it's going to open up a lot of teenage pregnancies. Personally, I think there are
some people would argue the exact. Some people would argue the exact opposite, Yvonne. I remember speaking to one woman who was a single mother at the age of 16 in the early 80s. Okay, and this woman was so naive about sex at 16, hadn't a clue. She didn't even know that that cuddle that she had with her boyfriend was sex. That's the God's honest truth.
To an extent, I think it should be taught to an extent, but going into the likes of fisting and fingering and all that, like, did you see the video? Like, it wasn't, there were people, you know, it showed them, well, didn't show everything, but it showed them doing it, you know. I just think that's, you know, talk about it, even if needs be and it has to be said, talk about it, take the video out of it, take the diagrams out of it and talk. There's, I just think if you're in there with a teacher, with a group of young fellas and a group of girls, they're not going to be listening to the teacher and taking her full on seriously. They're not. Nobody is going to. I didn't when I was in school. I'm sure he didn't. It's all giggles. In school it is. And it's trying to be the better person. So you're going, if your friend John has got it done the weekend, you're going to want to get it done or make up lies or be out there to get it done. I just think it's just...
But do you not, my point is, Yvonne, do you not think those conversations are happening anyway young people watching extremely depraved pornography online?
You're going to be trying to act the hard man in school. Do you know?
When okay,
it's, so, school, it's a completely different set.
What do you want to see being done here about this SPHE program?
I, honest to God, I think this, this, don't even look at this. I think it's time to close the door on that. Don't bring that into it at all. But basic sex ed, 100%.
So again, diagrams of the genitals, like the and
video,
that's it.
There's no need for the video. Like, do you know, the teacher herself came out and it's no.
Okay.
I think the video,
right, scrap the whole
huge
program. Okay, let me go to Mark. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Adrian, I just want to ask you a question. You asked the last person on there if she would prefer her child to be taught rimming or fisting in school. I want to ask you that same question. Do you think that kids should be taught about rimming and fisting in school?
I wish they didn't know any of this stuff. I wish they didn't even hear the word. But the fact of the matter is, they already know. And you heard one caller there a while ago. Kids today could probably give the class better than most teachers because they know all this stuff anyway. That's the reality.
Right, right. And that's what I mean.
And we want to ignore that reality.
Adrian, you keep saying the reality is this, right? That the kids all know. Just because that's the reality, does that make it right or wrong?
Don't like, let me just stick our heads in the sand and pretend it's not happening.
Well, it's obviously wrong, Mark. It's obviously wrong. It's obviously wrong. No,
exactly,
no sane person would think that this is normal. It's not normal.
Jeremy, if we all know, right, that it's wrong, right, and you two would admit that, right, it's wrong, right, and this sort of crap shouldn't be taught in schools, right, well then it's up to us, right, not the school, it's up to the adults and the parents to put practices and protocols in place to actually make it.
I agree with you. I agree with you, but the reality of it is, again... I'm sorry, Mark, you have to deal with the reality that there is a huge percentage... Just shut up for a second. There's a huge percentage of parents in this country who don't give a flying fuck about what their kids are doing on their phones. Don't care. They just give them a phone and let them off with it and let them educate themselves. That's the reality.
That's their fault. That fault lies with them, Adrian.
But when you have one 14-year-old that's allowed to do whatever he wants on his phone and access whatever he wants,
don't think that all the other
14-year-olds aren't being shown it.
Adrian, hold on, right? If a teenager has a phone, it's up to their parents to monitor. You can get all sorts of...
I'm aware of all of that, Mark. My point is, there are so many parents who don't bother their arse. cars.
Yeah, well, that's the onus on them.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying. Yes, the onus is on parents to do that. But once you have one or two or three parents who don't give a damn, let their young fellas and young ones off to do whatever they want on their phones, then the genie is out of the bottle, and sure, all the kids are seeing it, even if Johnny and Mary have a mammy and daddy that actually care and control their phones.
All it takes, Mark, all it takes in your group of friends, and you have children, I understand that, and we are all on the same page here. I hate the sexualization of children. We all want to protect our children, but as long as there's one bad egg in your child's group of friends, and by bad egg, I mean a child who's been reared on the streets and has no parenting or no moral compass or whatever the case may be, and there are many of those children, let's not bury our heads in the sand here. As long as there's one child in your children's group of friends who is of that mindset and who brings the phone over to your daughter, Mark, and says, have a look at this video that I was sent. Look at this video. Look what she's doing with his dick and all this. As long as there's one person in that group, all their children
are exposed to this stuff. Whether we like it or not.
Can I reply to that?
Yes, of course.
Right. You're talking about that. The same can be said about smoking or drinking or anything like that, right? A parent is not going to be able to walk around with their child at the weekend with their group of mates, making sure they don't drink or smoke, right? Because we all know that those are wrong as well when you're a teenager or a young child, right? Those things are going to happen, but it's about prevention and making it less acceptable. That's what it's about doing. Like this.
Having a conversation in school about pornography or about different types of sexual acts in a mature, responsible way
is wrong.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much indeed, Mark. Let me bring in some more of your opinions before we wrap this up. This is Martin.
Good afternoon, lads. Great topic. Kind of split on this one, if I'm being honest. I'd much prefer my kids to learn about rimming and fisting from a teacher and a textbook in school than looking it up on Pornhub or whatever. But it's a tough one. If that was towards the back end of the cycle, no pun intended, like the actual junior students at 15, not teaching that to 12-year-olds now, I'd be more on board with that. But there on the Natural Women's Council, Jeremy there showing his true colours yet again, saying that children are being perverted in libraries. Well, they are. We're people who protest outside them libraries, where all these drag queens and all that caper are into kids. The kids are being perverted, Jeremy. They sure are, mate.
All right, Martin, thank you very much indeed. Darren.
Jeremy, this was in the makings in the last couple of years. This was mentioned last year and the year before on this podcast, and you were laughing at it, saying there's no schools going to be teaching this stuff. Well, here we are. It's coming in.
All right, Darren. And finally, David.
Hey, that's a great show there, as usual. On the whole subject today, you're not going to be able to hide your kids from this stuff. I think, you know, they're going to have to learn it in school. Look, they're not going to be talking about bleed. They're not showing you pornos in school, your mate up the road when you're 13 or 14 years old, he's going to get sent a video. The first thing he's going to do is show all his mates, because, like, I don't, you know, that's what everyone does when you're a teenager. But on kids' devices, like, I have a TikTok account, and I was just scrolling along last night there, just watching the match, like, and I was just flicking through, like, stupid videos, and all of a sudden, I just get this absolute, like, pictures of this young one that's absolutely bollock naked, lads, and I mean, you can see everything, like, absolutely everything. And so I showed it to the missus, like, and I was like, my lad's 14, my eldest lad, and he's dying for TikTok. Now, I have Family Link on it, so he has it go through us to download apps and stuff, so he hasn't got it. But that's what we're kind of trying to shield him against. Like, it's just like, this stuff is everywhere, and people are just putting it in, like, just willy-nilly, like, you know, you're scrolling through and it's like football and stupid videos about food and stuff like that, and then bang, there's a young man bollock naked bending over in front of you, you just can't stop this. The only thing is to actually take the phone off them. And my lad, he's 14 now, and he has a phone because he's diabetic, because he needs his phone to connect to his sensor on his arm, but that's the only reason he has a phone. Other than that, he'd be it'd be off. I don't give a shit. Like, it's just, there's no filter on any of these social media apps anymore at all.
And that's the point we've been making all along.
That's
David.
Why I came off TikTok. Yeah,
you're like a pervert.
You are like a pervert. So why do you say you're like a pervert, like me?
One is
like a pervert.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media. Tell your friends, and we upload a new episode each weekday afternoon. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.